This is Adventure in Vino Podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to Brandon Copeland and Aaron Lyons from Traveling Atlas to learn about their location-independent journey.
Thank you guys so much for joining me on Adventure in Vino Podcast today. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome. We're great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Could you tell everybody where you're joining us from this morning?
Okay. We are in Santiago, Chile. We got here a couple of days ago, and it's kind of like a stopover, pit stop, before we head down to Puerto Montt, Chile, where we will start our month trip driving through Patagonia.
And are you guys, are you like renting a car or...
Yes, we're renting a car in Puerto Montt.
Awesome. What time is it there where you are?
So we're just 2 hours off. It's 11 a.m. here. But daylight savings really changed.
Yeah.
It was in the morning here.
Awesome. All right. So how long have you guys been part of Location Indy?
I think we've been... Location Indy for about a year now. I think that's about right. Yeah.
Cool. And have you guys found that it's helped you in your journey?
Definitely. There's a lot of inspirational people in there. The best part for me was when we formed a mastermind. So I'm more active on Location Indy than Aaron is, but I formed a mastermind with two other people who are location independent. And I formed that before we had actually gone location independent. So it was like really good inspiration to hear from them on a weekly or monthly basis.
Sure, sure. And like inspire you to take the next steps and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was constantly jealous of them because they were traveling all over the place and, you know, creating businesses and all this. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. So it was great.
Awesome. What do you guys both do to make a living while you're on the road?
Brian, you go first.
Yeah, I'll start. So I work remotely as an engineering contractor. It's actually for the company I worked for before we left to go location independent. Our location independence is in the form of traveling the world. So you don't necessarily have to be traveling, but that's what we're doing. So I was able to work it out with my company before I left. I actually quit my job, but when I quit, I said, hey, I'd also be willing to work on a part-time basis remotely if you're open to that. And it took some conversation, ended up working, I could remote. Also for a couple company, an app, we'll talk. So that's new. I'm writing for them and Aaron is video editing for them. So,
and then back in New York, I was a professional choreographer and dancer. So when Brandon first brought this idea of traveling for 16 months, at first I was very, you know, I didn't know if I wanted to do it because my passion is dance and it's my life. So I didn't want to just give up dancing. And New York is one of the best places to be for dance. But then I kind of started thinking about it and I made this dream of traveling the world and teaching and choreographing as we travel. So it's been great for the past 3 months. Because we've been traveling for four, so I would say, yeah, for maybe like three and a half months, I've been teaching in different spots around the globe in different cities. So,
cool. How do you find those jobs?
Google, or friends. A lot of research I put into before we head into the city to look up studios and look up different universities and things like that. Also, I'll have connections with friends of friends. The dance world is while it's huge, it's also sometimes small. So people give me, oh, I know a friend of a friend who lives in Lima. You should contact them.
That's so cool.
And then doors just open from there.
Yeah, all the connections that you make. That's like, I view that as one of the most valuable parts of Location Indy, especially. It allows you to make connections, and then for you in the dance world, I bet that's really convenient, being able to find jobs like that.
It's amazing. I love the dance world.
Well, and everywhere we've been where she's taught, they've all invited us to come back. So we're already planning like a return tour through the countries we've already been to at some point.
That's pretty awesome. Cool. Where have you guys been so far?
We started in Colombia. We spent a month in Medellin, Colombia, and then we went to Ecuador. We spent a month in Cuenca, Ecuador. We were just in Peru. We were there for about a month and a half, traveling around a little bit, but staying in Lima for most of it. And now we're on to our fourth country of Chile.
Awesome. Are you guys going to stay in South America for a while? Or do you think you're going to hop over to Europe?
So we're just staying in South America until December. We'll stay until December 16th, and then we'll fly home for a couple weeks to New York for Christmas, just to see family and kind of check in.
Yeah.
And then actually January 5th, we have a flight booked to India. So then we'll be heading to Asia for about a year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. We're super excited about that.
Okay. So I always ask people if they had a snapping point that made them just like decide to quit their day job and change your life and work for this location independent lifestyle that you live. Did you guys have that kind of snapping point?
It's definitely a Brandon question.
Yeah, so I had the snapping point, and then I influenced Aaron. I came up with an idea, brought it to Aaron, and then we kind of evolved from there.
Okay.
I'd say my snapping point was, it wasn't necessarily like one defined moment in time. It was more of just the culmination of my life, really. When I was younger, you know, everybody was always telling me, my parents and friends, oh, you know, you're so smart, you can do anything you put your mind to. And I think in my mind, I really thought I was going to do something, you know, amazing, spectacular, at least different than other people. Fast forward to, you know, I'm 6 months out of school from a chemical engineering degree, and I'm in a good job, but, you know, just a normal job where I'm driving 2 hours every day in traffic to get there. And I just sort of had this realization of like, what happened? You know, it's like I woke up one day and I was stuck in this life that I never really chose for myself. It just kind of felt like it happened.
Right.
So that's when I had my tipping point, so to speak. And as a way to try to find my way out of it, I started listening to travel podcasts. I started researching, you know, how to travel and make money, because travel was always a passion of mine, and a passion of Aaron's as well. So then, you know, once I kind of came up with a plan of, okay, we'll save up money and then we'll go travel and try to make money while we travel, I broached it to Aaron, and at first she wasn't super thrilled about it because of the dance idea.
I was just scared. I wasn't.
Yeah.
The idea was thrilling, but he was very gung-ho about it from the beginning, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, pump the brakes. Wait, what are you talking about? It took me a couple months, I would say, to get on board, because I was just scared and nervous and how can we really do this? But then Brandon introduced me to all these different podcasts and people who do this as well. And I was reading books and I'm like, oh my God, people actually live like this. People actually travel the world, and people actually are location independent. I just didn't know, but he had been, you know, listening to podcasts for months before, kind of in preparation for bringing this idea to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Well, it's good that I guess you kind of leaned into it, and now you guys are living the dream, right?
Oh yeah,
absolutely. It was a long journey though. I mean, it wasn't like I had that tipping point And then immediately we quit our jobs and it was paradise. We planned for this for 18 months.
Saving up money.
Saving up money, kind of figuring out what we were going to do as our, you know, quote unquote passion project to try to, you know, eventually make a stream of income from something that we really enjoy.
Right.
You know, working in this job remotely isn't what I want to do forever. It pays the bills for now, which it's wonderful, but you know, we're doing the travel blogger thing. So we've got a blog at travelingatlas.com. That's our blog, and we're making YouTube videos. So we're hoping some of those things will become our major sources of income in the future. But for now, you got to do what you got to do.
Okay. So what was, like you said, you were kind of, you ended up someplace you didn't really realize you were going. And so what was that freedom that was most important to you guys when you decided to leave? Was it financial freedom, travel freedom, or just freedom to do the work that you want to do?
I think at first it was travel freedom, because we both have been big travelers and we would take every vacation day we had and squeeze out as much travel as we could do. But when you're working, you know, a full-time job, you can't just have unlimited vacation days, or some people can.
Yeah.
So we would use as many days as possible to be traveling and seeing other countries and different cities. And just once we kind of finally made the decision, we were so thrilled with just the opportunities of where we could travel. Yeah. So I think that was the first thing that really...
I think that was the first, but I think the driving factor is doing what we want to be doing, especially for me, because Erin was dancing in New York City. She was already kind of chasing her dream, but I felt like I was stuck. You know, I was spending so much time commuting to work, then working at a job that didn't really serve me. It didn't give me fulfillment.
One of the biggest talking points of this project that I'm doing is kind of like, it's self-development for me, and also kind of pinpointing what it takes to become location independent. So what traits do you think it takes to live this lifestyle? And do you guys believe that you possess those traits? And if not, what do you think you guys could work on?
I think you have to be somewhat of, one, a risk taker, and two, a self-starter. Okay. You know, while there is a community for location independent, I mean, Location Indie is great. You can see that other people are doing it. It's still not something that so many people are doing, to where, you know, when we started doing it, our friends, our family, they don't understand. They didn't know what we were trying to accomplish. So it can be very isolating. It can also feel like you're doing something stupid.
Yeah.
It can, you know, when you talk to other people and they don't get it, you kind of reflect on it and you're like, wait, am I making a huge mistake by leaving my career, by going out on the road and trying something new and different? It's challenging in that way. So I'd say you really have to be able to take the leap, you know, take a risk to better yourself.
Okay.
I think it is a personality thing. Maybe you could make your personality like be this way, but we have people say to us all the time, oh, I could never do that. I could never do that.
Yeah.
And I know people who they can't do it. You know, they need to know where their money is coming from, or they need to know where they're going to put their heads at night. And for us, sometimes we don't know, and it's, yes, it's a little unstable, but it's also, we've built our location independent lifestyle to be stable as well, with Brandon working and bringing in, you know, a bit of a salary. But some people who I know personally would never be able to do something like this, because it is kind of a leap of faith, like Brandon was saying.
Yeah, do you guys, I've noticed I'm graduating in December, And a lot of people have been, you know, asking me what I'm doing after I'm done with school. And I'll kind of try to explain it to them, like, softly, so they can kind of understand where I'm coming from. But I get just a lot of kind of blank stares and worried looks, especially from my dad. But it does take a little, one of the things I've noticed is just like a traveler spirit. And I mean, whether that means you're actually traveling or if you're just wanting to work for yourself, it kind of just takes that relaxed spirit to get the job done, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And don't let those weird stares
determine
doing what you want to do.
Exactly, yeah.
What is your guys' typical work day look like since you've become location independent?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. People think all the time when we talk to them about what we're doing, they think we're just on vacation. And it's very much not vacation. I mean, we love this lifestyle, but we work very hard. So I'd say a normal work day, we try to keep our schedule about Monday through Friday just to have some normalization.
Yeah.
And for my job, I work 6 hours a day. So usually I wake up early, maybe 8 or 9 a.m. So not super early.
In comparison to what you used to wake up to.
Yeah, right.
Commute.
But then I work the 6 hours, and sometime during that time, Erin will wake up and she'll start video editing, because that's our big project right now is our YouTube channel. So we're putting out 2 videos a week about our travels. So we'll spend those 6 hours usually just straight, just working. And then around 2 or 3 p.m. is usually when we finish with that. And we'll go out and have lunch, or we'll go out and do some sort of an activity, go to the grocery store. And then it just depends. You know, most nights we just make food like anybody else. We'll go to the grocery store, make dinners, or potentially go out for dinner, or go see a touristy site if we're in a new city. But otherwise, Monday through Friday is pretty ordinary. And then we use the weekends as our big tourist days. So we'll plan things to go out and see in all the different cities that we're in.
Yeah. And Brandon's also working on other projects as well. And in addition to Traveling Atlas, he's writing a book right now. Oh, wow. So after the 6 hours of his work, then we'll, you know, do something, go out, have lunch, go to the market, and then come back, and then we kind of readjust, and then he'll be working on his book. And then it also depends. So when I teach, I sometimes teach like nightly classes, or I'll have like a week workshop. So there are days that I'm going out in the morning to teach or at night to teach, but it kind of depends. So my teaching just is interspersed throughout our travels.
Right. Where do you guys, where are you guys staying when you're on, when you're traveling?
Airbnbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a lot of luck with Airbnb so far?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We love Airbnb.
And so we specifically stay a month in each place. So our schedule is kind of, we take like a week or two to do some sort of fun travel thing. Like we started our trip with doing a trek in Colombia. And then we spent a month in Medellin, kind of settled down so we could get work done and really get into a routine. But then after that month, then we took a week to travel to Quito, Ecuador, to just 100% do touristy stuff before then settling down in Cuenca for a month. And we kind of keep that routine to keep things fresh, because when you settle down for a month, and like we were telling you, I mean, often these work days can turn into 10, maybe even 12-hour work days if we're really cranking at it. So it can get a little tiring. So you need little mini vacations to, you know, keep yourself sane.
Yeah. So why we stay in Airbnbs for a month, if you book an Airbnb for 28 days or more, you get insane discounts. Depending on the Airbnb, it could be like a 40% discount.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's one of the ways we can afford to live this lifestyle and stay in very nice places, but they're heavily discounted.
Right. Okay.
Like some of the places, one of the, for example, the apartment we stayed in Lima, Peru, had this beautiful balcony looking over the city. And we just kept thinking, if we were in New York City, like how much money would we have to pay for this?
Yeah.
It was such a nice apartment.
That's amazing. I actually didn't realize that Airbnb did those discounts for long stays. That's good to know.
Oh, yes.
It's incredible. You have to search for them a little bit, and it's also listing by listing, but you know, the people love to have you in there for the month because then they don't have to do cleanings. They don't have to worry about turnover. They know you're in there. So we even, for the place in Lima, we actually negotiated with them. I sent them a message beforehand and said, hey, this is what we're doing. Would you mind giving us any sort of a discount? We're on a tight budget. Like anything you could do would help. Thanks. And they wrote back, sure. And they took like $3 or $4 off each day of our stay, which ended up being pretty significant.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little hacks to try to keep it affordable.
Yeah. Okay, so what are the risks weighted against the benefits of becoming allied? Have you guys like felt that you were jumping too far ever, or and how did like those benefits of becoming ally keep you grounded when you were taking those risks?
I think, like Brandon was saying before, we planned for this for 18 months, saving money, planning where we would want to go. So we kind of, when we were ready for our day came, and July 9th is when we left. So July 9th came and we got on a plane. I think we were both pretty ready.
Okay.
Like, yes, it was a risk, but we were preparing for these risks for 18 months. And then finally, once our time was here, it was like, oh, this feels right. It felt good to finally be doing the thing that we had been talking about for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's actually what I'm writing the book about, is our this transition period where we kind of figured out exactly how we were going to transition into location independence. So a lot of these things that would be huge problems we had already addressed. Like, I mean, the financial aspect is the biggest deterrent for anybody. I mean, all other things aside, if everybody had unlimited money, they'd just do whatever they wanted anyway. So the financial aspect was the difficult part. And we've, I mean, I wouldn't say we're absolutely crushing it financially, but we're getting by. You know, it's a learning process, but with all the preparation we put into place, we have backup plans. Like if for some reason my contracting job fell through, they didn't need me anymore, then we both have our teaching English as a foreign language certifications.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So if we really needed to, we could apply somewhere like VIP Kid and start teaching English online if we really needed that extra source of income. On top of that, we saved up for 18 months. So we've got, you know, a little bit of a runway if say for, and since everything fell through, we couldn't get the English teaching job, then we have a little bit of a runway to try to figure something else out to make money while we're on the road.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, that preparation was huge for us, because while we're not against risk, we're not huge risk takers. We like to have some sort of a plan.
Okay.
So for people like that, having this, you know, transition period where you're really contemplating everything that could possibly happen and how you'd address that, really, really helps once you transition to LI.
Right. All right. Where do you guys see yourself in 5 years with your business and personal?
Good question. Oh.
Well,
no, Brian.
In 5 years, I hope that we're turning a profit enough to live off of on the things that we really enjoy, whether it's writing, making our YouTube videos, our blog. That's why we're putting so much time and effort into it now. I think this is the most difficult time because we're not making any money from those right now, and we commit a lot of time every single day to them.
Right.
So I'm hoping at some point that will pay off. That's our big hope and dream. And on top of that, we've got other dreams.
I think also just to continue traveling. So this trip so far is we plan to travel for 16 months, 5 months in South America and about a year in Asia. So when we come home, we're coming home for 6 months before we get married. And then after that, we kind of have these dreams of continuing our travels, making a honeymoon that's kind of like indefinite. Nice. But I think that a goal of ours is to actually continue traveling because, you know, some people back home, they're like, oh, okay, so after this trip, you're going to go back to your old jobs. And we're like, I hope not.
No.
You know, like we want to just in 5 years to be comfortable and to be happy and to be fulfilled continuing to travel. And it doesn't even have to be a 12-month travel, even if it's like 3 months on, 3 months off, 3 months on, 3 months off, like something like that where we have stability on our travel as well would be ideal, I think.
Yeah, because I mean the ultimate core of location independence is that it's your choice. You don't have to travel full-time all the time. I mean, we're doing that right now. But we don't always have to be doing that. We'll have a choice. And that's really the beauty of the lifestyle, I think, is that it is your choice.
Right.
Where you want to be and what you want to be doing, it's all your choice. And so in 5 years, I hope that we're just able to make the choice that's best for us, which probably at that time will be some form of, you know, 3 months on, 3 months off, so that we can see, you know, friends and family at home, which is very important to us, but also, you know, get out and explore the world, which is our passion.
Yeah. Where are you guys, where are you guys hoping to go for your honeymoon?
Oh, we already know. Of course.
Okay, good.
We're planners. We're big planners. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so our honeymoon will be in 2021, but we already know. We're going to Greece.
Okay, I was actually thinking maybe they'll say Greece. That's a good spot.
It's like a classic honeymoon destination. But then, so we're probably going to do 3 weeks in Greece, only a week of that being like a true honeymoon where you're kind of just like pampered and spas and whatever. And then we'll probably explore Greece a little bit more, explore the islands. And then we hope and dream that we have like a 5 month honeymoon where we're traveling through Eastern Europe. Oh. So, you know, we've kind of traveled, both of us, a little bit in Western Europe, you know, the classic France, Spain, England. But we'd like to travel through and see some of the countries that not a lot of people go to, and see what that's like. So, yeah, that's the goal right now. We have to finalize some details, though, but we have some time.
We have, like, 2 years, so I think we'll be all right.
Where is your favorite place in the world that you guys have been before?
Ooh.
That's a good question. I think we were talking about the other day with some friends. I think I'll speak for both of us.
Yeah.
Lisbon, Portugal.
Okay.
Have you been?
I have been to Portugal, but not Lisbon.
Okay. So we absolutely loved Lisbon. And on our honeymoon, that 5 month honeymoon, we're thinking about going to Porto as well. I know that's not Eastern Europe, but we'll just pop over to Portugal because we've heard amazing things about Porto.
I have there. It is beautiful.
Yes, I really want to go there. So I think right now our favorite place is maybe Portugal. But then we also were just in Cuenca, Ecuador, and absolutely loved that city. It was a small, charming, almost like European town stuck in South America that we both fell in love with. So
yeah,
I think maybe it's tied right now.
Yeah, we spent much more time in Cuenca, but we loved Lisbon.
Yeah, did you guys travel a lot in college, or just before? You said you guys traveled as much as you could when you were employed full time, but
yeah, we both studied abroad.
Okay.
I studied abroad in London, and Brandon studied abroad in Germany.
Okay.
So in that time, we kind of traveled around Europe a bit, popping over to different cities and countries. But I think that we had traveled even before then. I think travel, like studying abroad in college, is such a good way to start introducing yourself to travel and being independent and having that maturity of not being with your parents or, you know, having to travel with friends. But yeah, I think we've had the travel bug even before that. Would you say?
Oh yeah. I mean, I went on my first trip abroad with my mom to England, and that absolutely opened my eyes to the world. And you know, England isn't even all that different from the US, but there are so many cultural differences that you find when you're there that just like blows your mind. And I think that's when it just opened up for me and I wanted to travel everywhere after that.
Yeah. Well, cool. What advice would you guys give somebody who's wanting to become location independent?
I just say start today. You know, I'm glad I caught it when I did. I kind of was having these scary daydreams of waking up 40 years in the future and I'm still stuck in this job and, you know, I'm miserable. Yeah. So I'd say just act on it now. Start doing things now. Start doing the research. Listen to podcasts. Get inspired and try to find that idea that's going to make you location independent, because life passes by so quickly, especially when you're just like in a cubicle working at a job that you don't love. I mean, I literally blinked and like a year had gone by. It was insane. So act now. And worry later, like just yeah. Act.
I think like Brandon was saying, like kind of find your way into location independence. So it's different for everyone, but what do you have and what skills do you have that can bring you on this journey? One thing that I've learned is stop waiting around for something else to happen and make it happen yourself. Okay. That is one lesson that I've taken away from this. Because if I had waited around for someone to give me an opportunity to teach dance around the globe, I don't know if it would have ever happened. But the fact that you kind of just have to take the reins and this is what I want to do, and you do it yourself, and then you make it work.
Well, all right. That's some good advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can find you guys at travelingatlas.com. Do you guys have Instagram?
Yes. Okay. Instagram, same handle, Traveling Atlas.
Yeah, at Traveling Atlas.
Okay, and then YouTube is Traveling Atlas as well.
Correct. Yes.
Perfect.
Right. Yeah, definitely give us a follow.
Thank you guys so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, it's great talking to you. Thanks for organizing this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for reaching out. You were my first person to reach out, and I was so excited.
Okay. That's awesome.
If you like what you heard today, subscribe to this podcast and follow me at Adventure in Vino on Instagram.